Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
There's an effort underway in a few Alaska communities to use teenagers themselves to educate their peers about sexuality and sexual health. Promoting health among teens, also called FAT, that's P-H-A-T, is hard at work in Homer. FAT is managed there by the Ketchumak Bay Family Planning Clinic and funded by the state of Alaska. 18-year-old Trevor Waldorf is one of a handful of FAT peer educators who teach a 12-hour course to groups of other local teens.
We sit down in groups of kids and we implement a curriculum, and it is a comprehensive safer sex and abstinence as well as healthy relationships / communication curriculum. And we implement that and facilitate the sharing of that curriculum.
Sex can be a sensitive topic, and Trevor says he was surprised when he started teaching that the conversations he was having weren't uncomfortable. Anna Meredith is the youth program manager at the Rec Room, where the FAT peer educators do their work. She says Trevor came with natural-born skills to do the job, like keeping his group working well together.
Kind of has this intuitive sense of when his peers are uncomfortable and has cool, creative ways to make everybody feel just neutral and respected. It's a pretty hard thing to train or teach. And so it's pretty neat, natural asset.
The course that FAT peer educators are teaching is being offered in other states, but Alaska is the only place where teens are teaching each other. The Promoting Health Among Teens experiment is also being tried in Anchorage and in Bethel. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.